Psalm 119.
Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors.
Today's devotion, the life-giving word. The passage from Psalm 119 is the psalmist's prayer to God and thanksgiving for his guidance, understanding, and protection. He saw the wondrous things in his law that could protect him from the slander and scorn of the arrogant and powerful. They were his delight and source of wisdom as he experienced the trials he faced on earth. The Hebrew alphabet, Gimel, comes from the word reward or punishment and symbolizes the rich person giving to a poor person. In this case, God gives richly wondrous things of his law to save the poor person from the trials in his life. In verse 17, the psalmist tells God to deal bountifully with him as he asked God to act generously with him so that he may live. Life is important and necessary, as only a living person can obey God. This is why Paul accepts living instead of his personal desire to be with the Lord in his death. Paul also asked us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God for his use in his service, as only the living could be used by the Lord to serve him in this world. A dead person is of no use to anyone. In verse 18, he asked God to open his eyes to the wondrous things of his law. In verse 19, the psalmist sees himself as a pilgrim on earth. He needed God to show him how to live rightly so as not to be punished by the law, as alluded to in these verses. What is it about these wondrous things, since the law is often seen as a hindrance to life? In view of the previous verse, it is wondrous because it can save lives when the law is heeded and obeyed. For example, the red man at a traffic junction informs pedestrians that it is not safe to cross. It protects them from being hit by any moving vehicles. The green man tells them that it is now safe to cross. Like God's law, it protects and saves lives when obeyed. Thus, it opens our eyes to the wondrous things of the law when we do as the law tells us. In verse 20, he longs for God's rules at all times. No one likes rules, but the psalmist is the odd one who likes rules because of the wondrous things that gave him wisdom to live. Not only that, in verse 21, he said he will see justice as the disobedient and wicked are punished because of the law. It will also remove the scorn and contempt they have because he heeded and obeyed the law and lived righteously for the Lord. Lastly, it enables him to be steadfast even when those in power are against him. He continues to trust in the Lord and his promises. Meditation or reflection on God's laws will give us joy and guidance. It will enable us to live out our pilgrimage on earth as servants of God. Thus, we must heed and obey God's word as it is life-giving and not see it as a hindrance to our lives. Heeding his word will receive understanding, guidance, and protection. It leads to life and not death. Let us obey the law of the Lord faithfully for our good. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I will heed and obey your word because it is life-giving and will not lead me to death. I thank you that your word will give me understanding, guidance, and protection when I heed and obey it. It will make my journey as a pilgrim here on earth easier to travel. Open my eyes to the wondrous things you will show me through the revelation of your word.